Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 23rd day of September, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court of the United States, and more. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, welcome to the program. Kumri Ambith. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody joining the call will automatically be muted until such time as you indicate to me you wish to speak. On phones, you would press star 6. On your computers, press the Ask Question button. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together, no special characters, no spaces, plain old pastordan.net. We do recommend you go to the Daily Mail page as often as you can, and also check the call schedule page from time to time. For instance, this past Sunday, due to technical difficulties, we did not have a broadcast. There are so many things going on right now, I'm not even sure where to start. Of course, the Wicked Witch of the West, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's one of many. Actually, there's a lot more than one. Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Boxer, Feinstein, there's a whole coven of wicked witches in the West today. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg is one of the ugliest, both in physical appearance and at her heart level, if she even has a heart. So the wicked witch is dead, and of course the satanic world is lamenting her passing, when the rest of the world, the world where people have any kind of normalcy about them, any kind of integrity, any kind of a moral code, they, of course, are cheering the fact that she's gone. Now, Americans, actually people in general today, but Americans in particular, because we're subjected to so much propaganda, and our education system has been so decimated, they see things in little sound bites. So every time they hear the word Supreme Court, they think it means that these people have the last say. They are supreme. When in actuality, the proper term should have been the Supreme Appellate Court, meaning the highest appellate court versus a civil court, municipal court, or criminal court. Okay? It's an appellate court, meaning it's where people go to file their appeal to a decision of a lower court at the local or state level. It's appealed until it gets to the Supreme. That's what it means. The Supreme Appellate Court, which means it has no standing in law whatsoever. Every decision of the Supreme Court only applies to the case that was before it. It does not apply to any other case, because you can appeal any decision of any court. Okay, so it just means that somebody took it all the way through the appeal levels till it got to the Supreme Court, and they ruled on the constitutionality of the law, because generally that's what appeals are for in this case. So once again, Americans, as confused as they are and befuddled as they are, since they don't even know what orders mean, as in these mask and diaper wearing orders, they're just orders, meaning like an executive order. They only apply to the people that directly work for the governor, the mayor, or the president of the United States. Executive orders do not apply to anybody else. They don't apply. But our people are so brainwashed and so subservient today that they see the word order and they automatically believe they have to do it. Even though if it goes against common sense, common decency, and their own health or the health of their loved ones, as in small children. That's how ballless and brain dead American people are today. A lot of them, not all of them, obviously, because these dirty diapers that people are putting on their faces are making it much easier to see who the complacent, subservient zombies are. As spoken of in Ezekiel 37, the valley of dead and dry bones. Well, if you want to know what dead and dry bones look like, just go down the street and look at the people with the dirty diapers on their faces. Or as in one store I went into just today and was shopping for 10 minutes. Nobody bothered me. And all of a sudden, this young man, way too young to be the manager of a store, come flying over. Oh, I can't allow you in here. I said, really? Why is that? Because you don't have a diaper on your face. I said, well, I have an exemption. Oh, there are no exemptions. What? So this guy is both a doctor, he's offering medical advice or giving me medical advice, telling me I must wear a mask. He also doesn't even read what orders are versus recommendations, etc. And he doesn't know anything about the Americans with Disability Act and HIPAA laws. So that's the state of things in America. The powers that be, the satanic forces that Ruth Bader Ginsburg represents, and most of the criminals sitting on the current Supreme Court, the Supreme Appellate Court, we're going to have to start calling it that since people are too damn dumb to look anything up anymore. Let's start calling babies babies. Stop calling them fetuses. Let's call the diapers what they are, dirty diapers. You might as well take up a child's dirty diaper and slap it on your face. It'll give you the same protection, and it will also keep dirty material up against you the exact same way these masks are. Dumb. Dumb. And these people that are mandating this sort of thing also giving and enforcing medical advice without a license, or practicing medicine without a license, and they have no hazmat containers to put these dirty diapers in when you're done wearing them, as a hospital would have. The only place any of these face coverings or dirty diapers actually provide some protection for the person on the operating table, that's who they're mostly for, people who are extremely ill with no immune system, so that the people, like a nurse or a doctor, they're breathing germs out, and spittle and sneezing and whatnot is captured in the mask, even though it's not perfect by any stretch. Even in the hospital, it's not perfect. But it adds a level of protection. Not fully, because I got plenty of family in hospitals, and one of the worst things that happens in hospitals is what? Sepsis. Okay? That's infections. Rampant in hospitals. Okay? Hospitals that clean constantly, sanitize constantly, and wear masks, and yet more people come down with sepsis and other ailments and other conditions due to gross contamination in hospitals. The very thing you would think be the cleanest thing on earth, and yet it's huge. Okay? So again, where's the common sense around here? We got healthy people running around with diapers on their face. it's ludicrous. And now they've got, because of the power of the corporatocracy, these powerful corporations, all run by Jews, all tied in with big government and big pharma and big medicine, the medical mafia, they're all tied in together. And so they put pressure on the employees to succumb to this. And I just heard from my relative today, who works for a very large hospital group in Virginia, that very soon every person working for that facility will have to be will have to prove that they got a flu shot. Now, here's the question, Grasshopper. A lot of these people are working from home. So somebody out there tell this poor soul sitting at the mic, how in the hell does somebody sitting in their own home, working from home, why they need to be vaccinated with anything? If you can't tell, this has nothing to do with health and has everything to do with enslavement, you truly are dumber than a box of rocks. I'm sorry, at this late stage, you can't call it any other thing but that. You are just dumber than rocks if you don't see through this bullshit at this time. It's just unbelievable. So that just came out today, and so they're pushing for mandatory vaccination just for the flu. Wait till the so-called miracle messenger RNA serum hiding as a vaccine comes out for this non-existent pandemic bug. Wait till you see how much that's mandated, okay? We said a long time ago when the New World Order and the satanic forces were ready to enslave mankind, this is exactly how they would do it. We didn't know they would use a medical emergency, which doesn't exist now, other than in the controlled media and the criminals in big pharma, the criminals in the medical mafia, and the criminals in our beast governments. They're all part of it. But they're hiding a communist Jewish Bolshevik takeover of the world behind a medical emergency, a fake pandemic. Now, people say, well, Dan, why do you say it's a communist Jewish takeover? Because who controls the purse strings for everything we just talked about? Okay, all your major media outlets are controlled by Jews. They're paid by Jews, and the people sitting in the powers of seats with power are all Jews. Okay, bam, that's number one. They've got tremendous control within your government. We've known that for years, okay? Ever since 1913, they have been taking over this Christian constitutional republic at lightning speed, okay? They decimated our immigration policy in 1965. They had that much power in 1965. That's 65 years ago, okay? Or 55 years ago. So if they had that much power back then, what do you think half a century later, especially with technology and a complete takeover of the financial system? So it's pretty easy to see, isn't it? Okay, the Jews sit atop the corporate structure. They sit atop the beast government system. They, like Fauci and Burks, Kikes, in the different organizations associated with the CDC, NIH, the government, blah, 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 even though CDC is a private corporation, much like the Federal Reserve on the economic side is a private corporation, all controlled by Jews, all doing the bidding of these international globalist satanic Jew cabals. How about that? Coincidence, maybe? I don't think so. When does it become mathematically impossible that it's a coincidence when all these indicators all point in the same direction. When it's obvious to anybody that has any brain power left in them whatsoever that there is no medical emergency. None. None. So it shows you the power of the media for the weak-willed and the weak-minded. The zombies, the walking dead that Ezekiel the prophet talked about. These are the dead and dry bones. Now, some of the dead and dry bones are coming to life. The spirit of Yahweh, which is what? The spirit of enlightenment, truth, knowledge, morality, caring, empathy. That is washing over some of the dead and dry bones, and they're coming to life. They're saying, whoa. I just listened to Dr. Pamela Popper, who is one of the activists in Ohio to fight this whole thing. She said that part of the reason that the satanic forces are pushing this so hard is that parents vaccinating their children this year is down 50% compared to last year. 50% less, half as much. We also know that almost 50% of the parents have decided to pull their children out of school. And what is the beast reaction to that? They're trying to draft new laws. They're trying to get more regulations. And who operates in that realm? Your nefarious Jew. This is why the Jews have been propagandizing you for so long to think that the law, in other words, what government puts out as law, is the most powerful thing in your country. And it's your job, this is why they took control of the churches, so the preachers would preach that it's our job to obey the law. It was around, 1970s to 1980s when all of a sudden peace officers and police officers became law enforcement. See, that's a paradigm shift now. They went from neighborhood good guys with local discretion on how to take care of their job, how to do it, how to go after people, etc. Okay? They went from peace officers with that kind of local discretion to law enforcement. So the guys in uniforms, the peace officers, have now been brainwashed into law enforcement. In other words, they have no discretion on whether the law is justifiable. Is it constitutional? See, that should be the very first thing they test. Much like your juries, okay, the Jews have influenced the courts to where now jury instructions no longer tell the jurors that their very first duty is to judge the law. Okay? Up until modern times, juries were reminded by the clerk of courts, and sometimes the judge, they were given instructions that their first duty was to make sure the law was within the boundaries of the Constitution. Because if it was not, then the person on trial was not guilty, right off the bat. Okay? See how simple it is and how they have incrementally and through gradualism, which the scripture calls it the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, who are the Jews. They leaven everything. Okay, what does the dictionary, Webster's dictionary, say what leavening is? Anything that causes a small, almost imperceptible change in a thing or a process. Did you catch that? Almost imperceptible, meaning almost invisible. They do it through gradualism. They've undermined the schools to where we can't think. We don't question. They undermine the court system. We don't instruct the juries properly. We have judges who think they're actual judges, when a judge is actually just a referee. That's all the judge is supposed to be, and he does not need a law degree to be a referee in a courtroom to make sure both sides are fairly represented. They took over all of it. They have their own language, their own set of rules. The judge thinks he's a god in the courtroom. The lawyers are priests within the new court system, the new religion of the courts, and they worship the beast so that they can keep their bar license to be a lawyer. See? It's all part of a scam. It's all part of the beast system. See how it all interacts? They first get you to think the law is the most important thing, not God, not the teachings of the church, not the teachings of your pastor, not the teaching of your elders. Those people sitting in Congresses, both at the state and federal level, who produce pieces of paper. See, they have to condition you with that so that when these draconian measures come along, you're already conditioned to think that, well, it's the law. I have to obey it. No, you don't. No, you don't. In fact, we've got a verse right here in Scripture. Go to the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29, and Kepha, we call him Peter, but Kepha, and the other emissaries answering said, we must obey Elohim God rather than men. So right there in the book of Acts, see, but you're not supposed to have any religious underpinnings. You're not supposed to be loyal to the God of heaven because you have a new God in town, the Jew. The Jew and their God, who is Lucifer, all right? You have a new God in town. It's called government. And they want you to worship government because they control the government, see? So they don't want you to openly worship the Jew because that would be too obvious. They want you to think the courts are the arbiters of everything, and they control the courts. They want you to believe that the law and the legislature, etc., are what you must obey, and they control that. They want you to believe that the news media, that's why censorship is so bad. They want you to believe that everything on the flat screen from the talking heads, including Fox News, everything that they're telling you must be accepted as gospel truth because they control that. Now, it's just interesting that just today, on Coach Dave Davimir's program, he said that recently, within the last couple days, Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly both have stated that Fox News is controlled with George Soros money. And George Soros is part of the Jewish cabal that's behind everything going on. Do you see how the tangled web here? How Henry David Thoreau and his quote about the tree of evil is so apropos. We're swinging away at all these branches, whether it's mandatory flu vaccines, whether it's the COVID this, whether it's the dirty diapers on your face, whether it's the tax man ripping you off, whether it's government claiming basically divine right, eminent domain to your property, whether it's directed energy weapons burning up property so that the Jews can come in and buy it up for 10 cents on a dollar, whether it's Black Lives Matter or Antifa mobs, all with Soros money in their pocket, burning down very expensive pieces of property in cities and everything else, and then the Jews come in when everybody's attention is on the next set of disasters. They're coming in with their agents and they're buying up properties that are all burnt out for 10 cents on the dollar or less. You know, they went through this same thing back in the Great Depression, 1928, so just less than 100 years ago. The exact same thing happened. Okay, thanks to 1913 and Woodrow Wilson, who was under the control of a Jew named Edward Mandel House, he signed us into Social Security, the IRS, and the Federal Reserve. All came in under his watch in 1913. Those were the underpinnings of the destruction of this nation. So by 1928, they had total control of the issuance of currency. They made credit easy, so all the farmers went and bought extra land. They bought new tractors. They bought new equipment. They put up a new barn. Businesses expanded. People were enjoying it. See, that's how they sucker you in. That's the bait and switch of the Jew. We fell for it then. We fell for it now. With all this credit card money, since we no longer tie it to any precious metals, it's basically digital shekels. So they turned up the digital shekels, they passed them out, and all the good little goyim went out there and they bought up all kinds of cars and bigger houses than they need, and they got into debt, they got promotions they didn't deserve, they got paychecks and incentive bonuses they didn't deserve, so they thought everything was good. Let the Jews alone. Let them run it because, you know, I just had a friend of mine tell me that. I made a lot of money with Jews. I said, yeah, you made some money with Jews. How much money did they make off of your intelligence, your innovation, your inventions? How much did they make? Is it anywhere close to what you made? No. They made the lion's share taking your product, your intelligence, your intellectual property, and marketing it through their system. And for that, they keep the lion's share, and you get a piece of it. You're getting the crumbs from your master's table. You see, Yahweh put Adamkind here to be in charge, and we've turned our backs on our duty, and now the Jews control everything. Literally everything, okay? Like I said, Fox News, Soros money is showing up there. Soros and other Jews like Soros and their billions of dollars, or like Bloomberg or the Pelosi's or Mr. Pelosi, I can't remember what his name is, but he's another filthy rich Jew who thinks that they ought to be able to buy their way into our country and tear down our republic and our Christian values so that they can turn it into the hell like Israel is. Okay, so that they can worship their god, Lucifer, and do his bidding and get you and me to go along with it. Pretty clever, isn't it? I got to write something down here. So now Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Rosh Hashanah is gone, according to Brother Nathaniel. That is the worst time for a Jew, but most Jews are atheists. So even the Talmudic Jews, they're basically atheists. They follow a bunch of rules that are in the Talmud only because those rules basically let them get away with murder. But as far as actual believers in a hereafter or worried about what day is what and everything, most of them don't give a damn about that. I've worked with quite a few Jews that were that way. Jew in name only because it got them a better job or got them into some circle, much like Sammy Davis Jr. claimed to be a Jew. Marilyn Monroe, I think, did the same thing. Ivanka Trump, same thing. The only difference there, Ivanka Trump may actually be a Jew, just like her father. Okay. So Colonel Potter and Headlines with a Voice, Nancy Morgan Hart, have been issuing their warnings that the orange Jew in the White House is going to show his true colors very soon, and you're going to find out just how bad we've been taken. And really, I think he's right at this point. I don't trust anything in Washington, D.C. I don't trust anything in government, period. I don't know that we have an advocate for our side anywhere in those organizations. And again, if somebody has information that could tell me where I'm wrong, oh, I'd love to see it. But the way it's shaping up right now, after listening to Mark Pantano talk about the fact that the Supreme Court is out of control, Colonel Potter and Nancy Morgan Hart both were talking about the Supreme Court is out of control. Virtually the whole court system is out of control. Government is out of control. And again, this is why Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, talked about the fact we are not to worship government, the beast. Everybody says, oh, no, no, the governments are always instituted among men by God. No, no. There's a lot of groups, there's a lot of people who claim to be your government. Yahweh didn't put them there. What makes you think he put them there? Because if he put them there, they would do righteous deeds, and they would be a terror to evil doers. That's what the scripture says. The government that those verses are talking about is a terror to evil doers. These government officials today are a terror to the righteous, to the people that say, I'm not putting a dirty diaper on my child's face. I'm not sending my child to your communist indoctrination center called a public school. I'm not putting your poison in my body. I don't consent. Oh my God, you are a terror. You see, it's completely out of control, or as the Old Testament prophet told us, good would be called evil and evil would be called good. We are at the end of the age. You're here, folks. Everything we've talked about for decades, you're here. This is the point that the prophets looked for. Forward to. This is the point that the disciples and the people living at the time of Christ look forward to. This is what the ancestors that came here in the small ships from Europe were looking forward to. They knew this day of our redemption would come when everything was upside down. There is no righteousness left in the land, or as Yeshua said, will I find faith upon the earth? Well, sadly, no, there's not much faith. Take a look around. Look how many dirty diapers are out there. Now, I did notice something awful curious. I don't watch TV, but my neighbor was watching it. And it happened to be the Trump rally in Western Pennsylvania, which is my home state. And I did notice that behind Trump, about half, maybe a little over half of the people had dirty diapers on. But when they panned the rest of the crowd at that rally, they didn't have almost no dirty diapers on. I spent some time out and about fixing up the technical difficulties I had, and my brother was down to see me. So, you know, we were out and about doing some shopping, getting some materials and talking to people, and it was funny because you could go into some places to do business and it was almost like it was before. Nobody wearing a diaper, the few that had them on were doing it because their bosses required it. They didn't put them on because they thought they needed it. It's because their bosses are the ones that think they're doing something to get brownie points with the public and to go along, because they got no balls either. Most of the people in management positions today in the corporate world, they have no balls at all, male or female. They have no guts. They have no stamina. They have no pushback. They have no spine. They are spineless. They're jellyfish. They don't push back even when they know what's being done is completely wrong. Very, very, very few. And so now with this fake pandemic, it's exactly the same thing. They have no spine. They haven't been able to stand up on their own feet and push back when other stupidity came down. So now this tremendous stupidity is being put upon us, and they have no spine. They're gutless, spineless jellyfish. And so everybody's gone along. So we are technically under medical martial law. That's exactly what's going on. The resistance is there. The resistance is growing. As the resistance is growing, you're going to see more and more propaganda. You're going to see more and more pushback by the globalists to try to suppress the rebellion. Okay? Angel says Daniel chapter 4, verse 17 talks about evil men put in charge. Yeah. And it's also, there's a verse in there that says, when the righteous reign, the people rejoice. And when the wicked reign, the people moan. Well, the wicked are in control, folks. At almost every level you can look at. They've been bought and paid for. The worst elements of our society are in government positions and other bureaucratic positions, the worst elements. And that's all by design. They called it political correctness. They called it affirmative action. They always have a cute little name for when they're going to try to pull the wool over your eyes and institute something that's going to hurt everybody. Because I got news for you. All you useless eaters out there, all you useful idiots, that's what they call you, useful idiots. All the useful idiots out there that are helping the New World Order, the communists do what they're doing, you're the first people they line up. So for the rest of us, things are not easy. We get laughed at. We get told we can't shop there. We can't do this. We can't do that. Blah, 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 blah. But you know what? The first people they're going to go after is you. Not me. Not my kind. The very first people they're going to go after is your kind. Because you are too easily persuaded. You have too much information on how they did what they did. You are a witness to their criminality. And they have to worry about somebody else coming along and sticking $15 an hour of shekels in your pocket, and you'll betray them, just like you're betraying the Constitutional Republic today. That goes for you people in government. That goes for you bureaucrats, you law enforcement, you military, you people in the medical professions, and you people in the media. Every one of you going along with this dirty diaper program have identified yourself as a communist insurgent. Every one of these mayors and governors that are going along with the Black Lives Matters and Antifa and defunding of police, et cetera, all tenants of a Bolshevik communist takeover. Textbook. This is a textbook takeover. Exactly as they did it to our Russian cousins. We should have seen it coming. John Birch Society has been warning us. People like U.S. General Benton Pardon of the United States Air Force, Francis Farrell of the United States Air Force, Colonel, Major John Knight, United States Air Force, Colonel Don de Grand Pay of the United States Army, Senior Staff Sergeant or Senior Master Sergeant Michael Gaddy of the United States Army, and all the others that I have personally talked to over the years have been warning us and warning us and warning us, and everybody was having too good of a time living off the credit card that the Federal Reserve was creating and turned their back on what the Jews were up to. So while you're partying, they were dismantling your whole constitutional republic. They were dismantling the Christian basis of our society. And it's not only here in America, it's every white nation. They were opening the door for the flooding in of the alien. The aliens who are all anti-white, for the most part, not every single one, but for the most part, anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-republic, anti-American. They vote Democrat, communist, socialist 80-90% of the time. And the enemy knew this. And when there is friction in your society, they know people will revert to nationalism. So with all of these other, quote, nationals, meaning black, brown, yellow, amongst you, they know they're going to revert to taking care of their own kind. They know that. That's why they're here. So the Jew figures he can hide out in his palaces, behind his walls and in his high-rises, or in their offshore islands or up in the mountains. They can hide up there after they've stirred this pot, and you and I and all these invaders are going to fight it out down here below. And they're going to sit up there and wait as we kill each other off. That's their plan. You can see it. Okay? Because again, these diapers on your face, they're not protecting anybody. That's ludicrous. The only good thing about it, again, is it's showing us who the low IQ people are. They're showing us in companies, they're showing us who the people are that have no backbone to stand up to management at all, even when it's detrimental to their health. And it's showing us amongst our own people who the traitors are. And again, the low IQ, spineless jellyfish that are amongst us. Now, the enemy thinks they're going to win this thing because of their controlling the shekels and controlling a lot of high-tech stuff, but they can't win with just that. They know they can't win with that. So they have to turn the whole populace into their boots on the ground against you and me, folks. And how did they do it? By handing out digital shekels to buy them off and, for good measure, come up with a fake medical emergency to scare people, because people who are afraid will believe almost anything. It's actually quite disturbing how many fleckless, spineless, gutless imbeciles we have in our world today. I've said it for some time now. If this whole charade that's going on right now eliminates those dirty diaper wearing imbeciles that walk amongst us, I'm almost in favor of it at this point. I really am. I don't want to see anybody I personally care about, the people that do have a spine, do love their children, do try to keep their health up. They do study the issues. They do withdraw their consent to what's going on, and they're willing to fight for what they believe in, up to and including dying. Very few people possess those qualities, especially today. Very few. And Christ told us that in the book of Luke and in other places, that his remnant, those with true faith, would be a tiny remnant, because everybody has created false gods. It's all around us. Some people consider the mainstream churches to be in charge and treat them like a god, when most of them are whores. They came out of the Roman Catholic Church, which is the great whore. Okay? If it's not by religious brainwashing, they get us with money. Okay? They came in and they took control of the money so that they could make sure affirmative action would pay obscene salaries to people who are completely unqualified. And white people stood back and let all this happen. The Adamic people are to blame for what's going on, because we were given permission and authority to stop all this. And we're not doing it. We're sitting back on our asses with our thumbs up our ass saying, oh, what can we do, Dan? Well, what can we do? We got the Second Amendment, but I'm afraid to pull my rifle out because somebody might call me a name. Or I'm afraid to get up with three or four of my buddies and go challenge the local authorities because somebody might get upset. Somebody might try to do something. I might get hurt. What would happen then if I got hurt? Well, let me ask you, what do you think the guys at Valley Forge said to their wives as they left and followed George Washington into Valley Forge? Take yourself back through a mental time machine to that cold, bitter period of our history. What do you think the boys at Valley Forge thought? You know, they could have said, hey, you know, I could be sitting in my log cabin with my wife and my children with a nice fire going there and having some stew that she just made and being nice and cozy and warm by the fireplace. Instead, I'm freezing my ass off out here in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, getting ready to fight the Redcoats. Odds are we're not going to win, but by God, I'm here because I believe in what we're fighting for, and I believe in George Washington and the Founding Fathers. I believe in freedom and liberty. Do you think they could have had it a little easier if they just said, well, hell with it. Let the Redcoats dominate us. Let the Redcoats tell us who can do what and how much tax to pay and what to do with our children, where our children have to be shipped off to ships overseas or our men mustered into their navy for a whole lot less than you're putting up with today. Our founding fathers said hell no. And they gathered at Lexington Green with the pastor who was the militia leader. You see, it's boiling down to what Sheriff Mack has said. The good sheriffs have to align with the real leaders of the church, the real pastors, and the real militia. The militia that's not afraid to fight, not afraid to pull out their weapons and defend the people they love. Okay? When the real guys show up for this fight, things are going to change. But right now, our team hasn't showed up for the game. The other team has got all kinds of points going up on the scoreboard because they showed up for the game. They're out on the playing field. They're taking down churches. They're issuing orders. They're making people vaccinate. These mayors, these governors are communists. Okay? They showed up for the fight. They're doing stuff. They've convinced people for $15 an hour that they'll go out and set fires, or they'll tear down buildings, or they'll throw stuff at the police officers. And police officers are so damn timid today, they're listening to mayors telling them to stand down. What the hell's wrong with you guys? You should be going into the mayor's office and arresting them, just like the military should be going into the local commander's office and arresting him for treason. Where are the real military? Where are the real police officers? Where are the real citizens with the citizens' grand juries outside of this Jewish-controlled court system? See, we have the right to do that. White men and women have the right to do that. We can have our own citizens' grand juries and our own militia and our own constables or sheriffs, whichever you want to call them. The same laws applied to the constables as applied to the sheriff. So we have the right to have all that stuff. We don't need to have the beast give us permission. That's another brainwashing tactic, that we need their permission to save our families. We need their permission to save our livelihood and our homes, our businesses. We need their permission for that. Grow a backbone, folks. Grow a backbone. Again, your life on this earth is Yahweh's gift to you. Our Creator created you. I hope you understand that that's a fact. That's not hyperbole. That's not theory. It's a fact. You are a creation of the Almighty in His image. And one day you're going to stand in front of Him. Those aren't wishful thinking. Those aren't conjecture. Those are facts. You will die one day. This body will perish. And your soul will go to the other side. And you will stand in front of a righteous king. If the timing is right, as it appears to be, you may face that king here on this plane in the very near future. You might be part of that final generation that won't taste death, and it'll go straight to you in your glorified body, standing in front of the King of Kings, and give an accounting for your doings and your not doings. What did you do to stop what's going on? And where did you hide and not do anything? What have you done with the life I gave you, says Father Yahweh? I love you. I create you in my image. I give you a brain. I give you intuition. I give instincts. I give natural affection for children and for each other. What have you done with it? What on God's green earth have you done with the gifts I gave you? Where is the gratitude? Where is the spirit that I put in my sons and daughters to be warriors? Warriors first. Because you have to love the ones behind you in order to fight the ones in front of you. It's not hatred that drives our people. That's what the enemy wants to think. And that's what they want you to think. When in fact, an Aryan man doesn't hate anybody. Just want to be left alone. And we want people to be obedient to the law, nature's law. But we love those behind us. It's not that we hate the ones in front of us. And it's out of love for those who do obey the law, who do obey the King of Kings, who do want to do righteousness on this earth. It's our duty, out of love for them, to strike the enemy down, wherever we find them. I like the verse where it says that in the latter days, when this great war comes, the commandment of the Father is to show them no mercy. And I'm going to tell you, my contempt level for this international cabal that's doing all these hideous and heinous activities, I have no compassion for them whatsoever. So I can easily see the day coming when our warriors take to the battlefield and they will show no mercy to these scumbags. Just turn on your idiot box, your toilet, that electronic toilet in your living room, and you'll see the faces of these cretins, these miscreants. You'll see them every night. Okay? Take a walk down your neighborhood. You'll see them by the scores. Diaper-wearing, mouthy, ignorant, four-letter words coming out of their mouth, dressed like whores, dressed like bums. Yeah, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. So Yahweh, in a way, is doing us a favor as he's clearly marking our targets. It's not going to be hard to figure out who needs to go and who can stay. Yahweh did say what? I will send my angels. Oh, wait a minute. That's in the Greek, not English. What does it say in the Greek? Oh, I will send my angelos, my messengers. Angelos, messengers. It doesn't mean folks from on the other side with big old wings on them and white robes and some kind of glow on them like the artists want you to believe, the fancy fantasy creators, television and movies. Angelos just means a messenger that has an anointing of the Father. It could be supernatural. It could be somebody in a flesh and body suit. It's a messenger. Just like when he says that my anointed will come. The anointed, the Christ. Christ is not a name. Christos is a adjective. Christos, as in crystal, because of the glow, the anointing, the obvious anointing on an individual. I will send my anointed one, and then I will send my anointed messengers. That's happening right now. The enemy is overstepping and overplaying their hand left and right. They are coming out in such dramatic ways. There's no way you could not know who these creatures are. It's almost impossible. They are so despicable, so ugly, so hideous, so demented, and so immoral. It almost beggars description. So anyway, like I said, what's going on right now, all this hoopla over Ginsburg, who cares? She's a wicked witch. She's gone, okay? They're trying to make hay with her demise, if she actually did die. We don't even know that for sure. It could all be staged. Everything we're watching today could be a stage production. You wouldn't know. How would you know? They're all in on it together. Both sides of the aisle. You got the Republican Bolsheviks. You got the Democrat Bolsheviks. You got the White House Bolsheviks. You got the Supreme Court Bolsheviks. Okay? The Federal Reserve's run by Bolsheviks. You got them all around you. How do you trust anything that's being told to you or shown to you on your electronic toilets? So just be aware of that, okay? So as Dr. Popper talked about, they're going after our children. They're trying to say now that if your child shows up for school someday and they're going to vaccinate, if your parents didn't adamantly go after the school administrators and protest and keep them out of school that day, the school systems are being told that if the child is on the school grounds the day they're doing it, that's implied consent. See how they wordsmith things? See how the deceiver works? Implied consent. This is being talked about in the state of Tennessee right now. They want to be able to question children to make sure they're okay and being treated well at home without the parents there to witness this. This is happening in Tennessee. It's coming at you, folks. I told you about my own family and the mandatory vaccination. It's coming, folks. Look what they're doing in other countries. Look what they're doing in Ireland and Scotland, what they're doing in Melbourne, Australia. These are all test grounds. It started in China. You didn't give a shit, remember? Oh, that's the Chinese being given a social credit score and they're locked in their houses and all. Well, they deserve it. You don't understand. That's just the test ground. That's where they test this stuff before they put it on the rest of us. They're all in on it, folks. Every world government is in on the scam, all right? Every single one of them is in on the scam. The few that aren't, like the black guy in Africa that came out against it and he had a heart attack like a week later. He was probably a good guy. And they replaced him with a diaper-wearing, ballless, spineless piece of shit that said, I'll do what you want to, just keep those electronic shekels coming into my pocket. See, there's all kinds of scumbags out there. So, like Mark Pantano, he has a good channel. He's a lawyer, and he speaks out about a lot of this stuff going on as well. So these things are all coming, folks. Colonel Potter has been right on the money. I believe he's right on the money in the fact that we're being scammed. So is Nancy Morgan Hart with Headlines with a Voice, and Brian over at High Impact Vlogs. And so is the Master's Report. Is pretty good too. So check all that out. I'll also remind you of that quote by Taylor Caldwell. Mankind adores its betrayers and murders its saviors. That's the state of mankind. The unrepentant, unredeemed man, the man who does not have Yahweh within them, has not been blessed and baptized in the Holy Spirit of the Father. The unrepentant man adores his betrayers and murders his saviors because they are so afraid to be different. They're so afraid of people who are different than they are. In other words, they have no balls, they have no brains, they have no desire to educate themselves, they have no desire to push back, and so they resent the fact that you do. So they don't want to take on the authorities, they don't want to take on people with guns, whether it's military or police, they don't want to take them on, so they'll take you on. Because you're easy. You and I are easy. We're just individuals out here. So they want to come after us. They want to attack us. They want to act like we're putting their children and them at risk without a diaper on. How ludicrous. How completely ludicrous. Now, I wanted to share something. This is not my work. This is the work of Bertrand Comparé, who I think is one of the greatest teachers of our race and our faith. And since we're in the time of the Feast of Tabernacles and the time of the soldier's ransom, he has a different twist on it than I've talked about here recently, and I seem to have forgotten that, because I've read all of Bertrand Comparé's material over the years, and I had missed this one part. So I thought I'd take a few minutes, I hope you guys don't mind, to read his sermon. It's not that long, so... But this is, again, Bertrand L. Comparé, The Soldier's Ransom. Those entering military service and their families naturally are worried over the dangers to be faced in battle. They should know that Yahweh has provided the defense against such dangers. The directions to receive His protection are in the Bible. There is no pacifism in the Bible because Yahweh has destined us to impose His will upon the world, a process which often requires war when wicked nations seek to blot out righteousness. In Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20, Yahweh says to our nation, meaning our people, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with you will I break in pieces the nations, and with you will I destroy kingdoms." No matter how the self-proclaimed intellectuals may scorn this duty, it is our inescapable destiny. We can do our part willingly, in complete reliance on Yahweh's protection, and we shall prosper. Or we can be driven to do it unwillingly, like slaves under the lash, and accomplish our purpose at a frightful cost. It is our destiny, and perform it we will. Hallelujah. Recent efforts to abolish the draft, now Bertrand Comparé wrote these decades ago, and establish a mercenary army of professional volunteers is bad. You think Bertrand Comparé might have been a prophet? A mercenary army of professional volunteers is bad. The Bible never gave its approval for mercenary professional armies. For us, Yahweh's plan was universal registration and conscription. We find this in Numbers chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and chapter 26, verses 1 and 2. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Take you the sum of all the congregation of the children of Jacob Israel by the house of their fathers with the numbers of their names, every male from 20 years old and upward." Notice here that a child is not allowed to enter military service until at least 20 years old. That's the biblical standard. "All that are able to go forth to war in Jacob Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies." Note this military service began at age 20. None were exposed to the hardships of war while they were immature boys. Exemptions from military service were few, and for 1 year only. These rules are found in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 5 through 9, and chapter 45, verse 5. One who had built a new house but had not occupied it yet, or who had planted a new vineyard and had not received a crop from it, and one who was engaged to be married or had been married less than 1 year, these received 1 year's exemption from military service. Military service was a moral duty of the Israelites. When the people of Jacob Israel were entering into the Promised Land, the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh chose their inheritance in the lands east of the Jordan River. All the rest of the nation had to cross over the Jordan River and conquer the lands to the west of it. When it seemed possible that Reuben and Gad might want to stay in their lands, while the other tribes had to continue the war without them, Moses sternly warned them, as it is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 32, verses 6 through 23. And Moses said unto the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brothers go to war, and shall you sit here? If you will go armed before Yahweh to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before Yahweh, until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued before Yahweh, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless before Yahweh, and before Jacob Israel. And this land shall be your possession before Yahweh God. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sin will find you out. Registration for conscription was a religious duty in times of national danger. However, it was not to be enforced only so the king could know how big his army was, merely for his own pride. King David ordered a registration out of his own vanity when there was no need for it. This was a sin on his part. However, the punishment fell on the whole nation because they obeyed the king when he commanded them to do what was sinful. This is told in detail in 2 Samuel chapter 24. Yahweh's way to raise a conscription citizen's army and to give them protection amid the dangers of war is stated in Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 through 16. When you take the sum of the children of Jacob Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto Yahweh. This they shall give every one that pass among them that are numbered half a shekel, and half a shekel shall be the offering of Yahweh. Every one that passes among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto Yahweh. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When they give an offering unto Yahweh to make an atonement for their souls, and you shall take the atonement money of the children of Jacob Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacles of the congregation. It shall be a memorial unto the children of Jacob Israel before Yahweh to make an atonement for your souls. The half shekel of the soldier's ransom was worth 33 cents in our money, so it was no burden on the poor. Now, when Bertrand Comparé wrote this, it was the 1/6 of an ounce of silver was only 33 cents. And today, that's not near enough. I think it's right around $4 or $4.50. But it's still, still a very small amount. The rich were not to make a display of their wealth to embarrass the poor by giving more. The importance of the act was that it was a declaration of faith in Yahweh, looking to him for protection. Those who truly trust in him, he does not fail. Yahweh's promise of protection is clear and strong. It is set forth most beautifully in Psalm 91, verses 1 through 11. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angelos, angels, charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. The Bible records that those who did offer the soldiers ransom in reliance upon Yahweh's instruction did receive his protection in battle. In the book of Numbers, chapter 31, it is recorded that an Israelite army of 12,000 men was sent against the Midianites. They annihilated the Midianite armies and burnt the Midianite cities. Quite a devastating war. Upon the return of the Israelite army, we read, and the officers which were over the thousands of the host, the captains of thousands and the captains of hundreds, came near unto Moses, and they said unto him, your servants have taken the sum of the men of the war, which are under our charge, and there lacks not one man of us. I think he's talking about the Gideon conflict. If you are thinking that Yahweh was able to protect his soldiers against swords, spears, and arrows in ancient times, but wondering if he has the power to protect them against the terrible modern weapons such as atomic bombs, I tell you to have no doubt. He who created atoms is still their master, still able to give protection where needed. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, we have his promise, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the saints of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh. War on a scale never before seen must come in the near future. Probably that's what we're seeing right now. It is part of the battle of Armageddon and the great and terrible day of Yahweh. There is no escaping it, for it has been prophesied by Yahweh. When it comes, we must take our part in it. Yahweh has never required us to enter battle without offering protection to those who are loyal to him and who claim his protection in sturdy faith. For those who are drafted into the military forces, they or their families should seek their protection by offering the soldiers ransom. We have heard many reports of families who have done this, and their sons have returned safely from combat. You should also profit by their example. Take Yahweh at his word, obey his instructions to offer the soldiers ransom. Have faith, and you will see the demonstration of Yahweh's power. Hallelujah. Amen. So a short little sermon again, Bertrand Comparé. Bertrand Comparé did most of his work, if I remember right, it was back in the 1960s. It's a shame that we don't have such great teachers walking with us today. But we are in that period of time. And I think the words of Bertrand Comparé are very succinct for what's happening around us today. And I agree with him. We cannot escape what's going to come, folks. I'm sorry, but we can't. And we've got to prepare for that. As Colonel Potter says, prep, pray, and stay out of the way. There will be a time for the safety of the saints that even the watchmen will be silenced. We talked about that prophecy. There is a time coming when Yahweh says, I will silence my watchmen for their safety's sake. The warnings have been going out for a long time. This day has been coming. You cannot escape it, folks. And if you acquiesce to the enemy, if you think it's going to buy you anything giving in to these monsters that run this diabolical scheme, you're crazy. The psalmist told us that it is better to be harmed for doing good than it is for doing evil. It's really quite simple, folks. We have to, first of all, believe in Father Yahweh, trust in Father Yahweh, and make it our daily prayer that we will do right by him, that we will conduct ourselves with honor, and that we will protect the widows and the orphans, no matter what the cost. It's really quite that simple. No matter what these Faucis and Burks and Trump and his cabal in Washington and in these states say, it's our duty to protect the widows and the orphans. And I'm speaking to you men. Some of the ladies out there are itching for a fight too, but it's primarily the men's job. So come on, guys. What are we waiting for? It's time to circle our wagons. It's time to prep and be sure that our weapons of war are in good working order and that we've been properly trained on them. Because that great and terrible day is right around the corner. It's coming at us like a freight train. Quicker and quicker. Time is going by faster and faster. And these people have no plans of relenting, folks. None. And one thing good about it, because you got a lot of Trump-tards out there that think Trump is playing 5D chess and blah, 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 blah. I got news for you. We don't have to wait much longer. Not this time around. Because by the end of this year, you're going to know who's who. There is no more hiding it. So be prepared for either outcome. Either outcome. I don't have any more notes for you this evening. I don't have any more real news items. I don't see anybody in the queue. So I think I might just close it off for there. Again, I apologize for not being on Sunday. But there has been a lot of things going on. I've been very, very busy. And but back in the command center, things seem to be working appropriately, at least for now. Can't take that for granted, but at least for now, things seem to be okay. And there, these are unprecedented times that we're living in, folks. They really, really are. I know folks in my age bracket, we have never seen anything like this. And I dare say this world has never seen anything quite like what we're going through right now. Certainly nothing in recorded history says that we've ever been here, that's for sure. So for the remnant, those that, as Bertrand Comparé said there, those that put their trust in the Father, pay the soldier's ransom, dedicate themselves to him, have asked for the washing of the Holy Spirit to not only cleanse us of our sins, which is violation of his law that we did in ignorance, but also ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit to take away your fears, take away any doubts of who you are in this world, take away any doubts about who the King of Kings is, and don't fall for all of these naysayers out there. There's a lot of good national groups, folks with nationalism, national socialism, even some of the pagan groups. They're good Aryan men and women, but they have completely abandoned faith in our Father because of these horror churches, these fake whitewashed sepulchers full of dead men's bones, pretending to be the church, pretending to be the people of the Bible, pretending to teach God's word. When the truth of the Bible supports racial segregation, the Bible supports racial purity, the Bible supports that we drive the aliens out from amongst us, the Bible supports that only our men have a right to be in government authority over our people. No one else has that right. No females, no non-whites, no aliens of any kind. Only righteous men of our own faith, our own race, have a right to govern over us. No other entity has that right. And it's a shame that so many of our Aryan brothers and sisters don't understand that. We've thrown away our heritage. We've thrown away the scriptures. We've thrown away the God of the Bible. Even though all of the pagan gods, etc., of the days of the Vikings and all that can be traced back to biblical characters and biblical precepts. All of it can. If you trace back the names and the original tongues and how it was changed over time, if you even go back and read the works of Confucius and Buddha, they were both Aryans, and their great teachings, their great wisdom, you can find it right there in the scripture. The writings of our people, and some of the writings that aren't in your Bible, by the way, the Catholic Church did not allow certain historical books to be in there because they personally didn't like it. Well, to hell with the Catholic Church. Okay? We know the books of the Apocrypha belong in there. We know that Enoch belongs in there. Just because these idiots in the Catholic Church didn't say it was canon doesn't mean we can't read it and doesn't mean we can't increase our knowledge and our wisdom by the writings of our ancestors. Even the writings of Confucius and Buddha, there's a lot of wisdom in those things. But again, over time, some of their works have been altered and changed by copyists, etc., etc. So what do we fall back on? What is in your heart today? The infilling of the Holy Spirit. What is in your mind, your consciousness, your connection through the pineal gland to the Almighty? Or as our ancestors would call him, the All-Father. We use the ancient Paleo-Hebrew Yahweh or Yahuwah. You could use what our Aryan ancestors called him, the All-Father. Doesn't matter. Call him the Eternal One, like the French do. He knows when you are talking to him and worshiping him. He knows what's in your heart. You see, this is a great big test, folks. He wants to know what's in your heart, folks. What is in your heart? What makes you tick? What gets you excited every day of your life? Good or evil? Money or righteous acts? Would you sell out your family? Would you sell out your country for electronic digits? Electronic shekels, like Judas did? Or will you stand by truth and honesty? Will you protect the widows and the orphans? You see, we keep hearing that Trump is fighting these people and these people and others. Look, a righteous commander could get this earth changed in a couple weeks. That's all it would take. If you implement Yahweh's law and you've got a righteous army of men enforcing it, this whole earth will change in the matter of weeks, just a couple weeks. Now, the earth's population will be reduced by quite a bit. There's quite a few folks who will be put to the sword. Murderers, rapists, pedophiles, traitors, soothsayers, those who promote the homosexual lifestyle, all those who offend the Father shall not enter his kingdom. That's what it says. So there will be a lot of land available, a lot of businesses. There'll be a lot of opportunities for those that are still left, because when the law is applied, the number of people walking this earth will go down significantly. But as far as taking time, no, it doesn't take time. You don't need to worry about what other people are going to say. You don't need to worry about what the newspapers are going to say. You just go out and do the damn job. Okay? You don't sit and argue about it. We know what needs to be done. We just got to go do it. So the fact that we're still sitting here for almost 4 years into the administration and 9/11 hasn't been revealed. A Las Vegas shooting hasn't been revealed. Oklahoma City hasn't been revealed. Randy Weaver hasn't been revealed. Gordon Call's son is still in prison, should be freed. Matthew Hale is still in, Matt Hale is still in jail. He should be freed. He never committed a crime. We got all kinds of political prisoners out there because of these Zionist Bolsheviks. You want to see this world actually turn into a paradise, which is what could happen. You just have to say no more. I don't consent, and I want God's law, righteously enforced by real righteous warriors, men. Not the fake ones, not the televangelists, not these little pansies up behind pulpits. They are not the teachers of Yah's word. And you know damn well what I'm talking about. All you men out there, you know what I'm talking about. You know who the real warriors are. You know who the real teachers of God's word are versus these charlatans and quacks, opportunists that all they care about is putting electronic shekels in their pocket. They've sold us out. Dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share. We thank you for watching over us. These are perilous times, scary times, but we do know that you are our Father. You are in command of the situation. You are our King, our lawgiver, and our judge, and you will be our Savior. We know that this beast system that surrounds us will never produce anything of value, will never be righteous, will never protect the innocent. We will take our stand as we can, as each one of us is able on a day-to-day basis, knowing at some point, Father, you're going to blow the trump and you're going to unite our people and you're going to call forth that army that Ezekiel talked about in chapter 37, Malachi in chapter 4, and Ezekiel chapter 25. We just pray, Father, that you'd give us our daily washing to cleanse us of any uncleanness in us, to fill us full to your spirit where we see clearly, we tell the truth, we stand for righteousness, and we never look away. We pray for your coming to be very, very soon, that you sit upon the throne as our one and only King and put all this infighting and all this nonsense to the side. And again, we thank you and praise you as our Father, our All-Father. We thank you for the law that you've given us, both on our hearts and in Scripture. And we thank you for the vision to see clearly what could be versus what is, and to see our enemies that we might prepare. We ask all these things in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.